This is Dave Glowatz. On the phone with me is the Chicago Reader's Ben Jarofsky. And Ben, I understand that you just won a journalism award. Is that true?
Yes, sir. Last Friday, the Chicago Journalists Association named me Journalist of the Year. How about that?
Now, is that for the year 2010, the year 2009?
Good question. A stickler for facts. I presume it's 2010. Doesn't say on the plaque that I received.
So you can slack off for the rest of the year now.
Yes, sir. I think I'm going to go for a vacation to somewhere nice and warm and sunny.
Well, congratulations.
Thank you. Thank you very much.
Today we're talking about your article titled Mayoral Mayhem, which appears only in the online version of The Reader on October 7th, 2010. You sort of predict the likely front runners for the Chicago mayoral race, including your prediction that Rahm Emanuel was going to win. We'll come back to that in a minute. But first, I want to ask you about this thing I noticed in here. You say that Richard Daley is the first sitting mayor to ride in the gay pride parade. How do you know that?
Well, first of all, that sentence was added by a reader editor. It's always fun when reader editors add sentences to my stories because then I'm held accountable for them. And then somebody asks me, well, how do you know that?
So you don't.
I was unaware that Daley had actually been in the gay pride parade. When I saw that, I said to the editor, I said, are you sure about this? And he said, oh, yeah, I saw it on the internet. I said, all right, well.
Okay, so here's my deal. I saw it in a newspaper a little while back.
Yeah.
And it says he rode in the front of the 1989 gay pride parade. I was at that parade.
Oh, okay.
I was at the beginning of that parade. There was, at the beginning of that parade, a pink Cadillac convertible with a guy wearing a Richard Daley mask riding in the convertible.
So it wasn't Daley.
I believe it was not.
Well, you know what? Send the reader a letter.
I can't prove it, but that's what I saw.
I thought he never did ride in a parade, and I always got amused by that. And his explanation was that Sunday is sacrosanct. He never does anything on Sunday. It's for his family.
Yeah.
But the reality is that whether he marched in the gay rights parade or not, he made it clear that, you know, he supported gay, he recognized gays, the legitimacy of their marriages or their partnerships.
Look at Huberman.
Okay, that's putting aside from the fact that he has shown, like, he hires gay guys to prominent positions. I mean, I hammer Daley on a lot of issues, but I think he's progressive on the issue of gay rights, and I think that it's paid off for him politically.
Moving on, I'm interested in this issue of whether Rahm Emanuel can legally run for mayor because of residency. And let me read to you the Illinois statute that talks about qualifications for elected office. And our listeners can go online to the description of this interview at mrradio.org to click on a link that will get you this state code that I'm going to read. It says, a person is not eligible for an elective municipal office unless that person is a qualified elector, that means voter, of the municipality and has resided in the municipality at least 1 year next preceding the election or appointment, except as provided in subsections. And it's got lists after that about five different other parts of the law that don't apply to this particular election. And then further down, a couple paragraphs down, it says that if a person isn't in the municipality because of military service, then they're exempted. So just reading that, it looks like Rahm Emanuel, because he did not live here, would not be eligible. How do you think this is going to play out?
First of all, I eagerly look forward to the challenge. Now, as you know, Dave, this is one of my favorite topics, our bizarre and Byzantine election law, which is largely set up to discourage anybody other than mainstream candidates endorsed by the Democratic Party from winning office, or Republican Party for suburbs and downstate. So the real issue is not, in my humble opinion, the law that you just cited. And I say this having spent hours of my life writing stories about the Byzantine interpretations of this arcane law and what language means and how it can be interpreted and reinterpreted. The real issue will be finding a hearing officer willing to knock Rahm Emanuel off the ballot, and then finding a majority of the Chicago Board of Election Commissioners willing to knock Rahm Emanuel off the ballot, and then finding a circuit court judge, you know, willing to knock him off the ballot. And I think that's when we leave the realm of law as though that were some blind lady justice, and we head into the area of politics.
So instead we have this trifecta of other players.
Yeah, it's like the language of the law as it's written in the code. You think it says absolutely one thing, And then when it gets in front of a judge or a hearing officer or a board, you discover it really says something else. And I take great delight, as you know, because we've had this conversation before, in pointing out the sort of inconsistencies of how the law is interpreted, depending on who is advancing it. Remember last year we talked at length about how State Rep. Deb Mell, the daughter of Alderman Richard Mell, looked as though she had clearly violated the language of the law and should not be allowed to sit on the ballot. And yet, lo and behold, when all was said and done, the interpretation was let her stay on the ballot. So I anticipate that someone will challenge Emanuel on these issues. Emanuel will have a sharp lawyer who will have a counterargument, and then it will go before the judges.
You know, when I've predicted that Rahm Emanuel, who I'm now calling the Golden Steamroller, will win the election, some of my friends get angry.
Yeah.
And they say, how can you say that? And I say, well, it's going to come down to money and connections, you know, clout. And Rahm's going to have the most of both. And my angry friends say, well, that's a cynical view that, you know, the most money doesn't necessarily win the mayoral election. And, you know, where is his clout? What's your reaction to that?
Well, you know, it's funny. I experienced much the same. I presume what you were doing is what I was doing in this story. I was saying, well, put aside who I want to win or who I support or who I'm going to vote for or who I'm going to urge my wife, family, and friends to vote for. I'm just viewing this as, you know, like I'm going to the horse race and I'm betting on who I think is going to win.
The lens of inevitability.
Yeah, so to me, everything you just said pretty much squares with my reading of how politics works today. The person who's best known, whose name recognition is the highest, and I'd argue that Rahm Emanuel is in the top three, if not number one, the person with the most money, and I think Emanuel will have the most money, and the person with, and this is the most significant point that I was making in my prediction, with the most high-profile endorsements, and in this case, Emanuel, if Obama comes out for him really strong, is far ahead of anybody else, will win. So I have many friends who just cannot stand Rahm Emanuel's his career. You know, my lefty friends feel he's far too right. My reformer friends think he's part and parcel of the Daily Machine. And the few Republican friends that I have think he's an outrageous tax and spend liberal, which sort of, you know, contradicts my lefty friends' thing.
There's plenty not to like for everybody.
Yeah, so you're right, plenty not to like for everybody. And the thing was is that when he came to town, it was so much fun to bash him and yell at him. And, you know, because suddenly this guy who has a reputation for being an arrogant, you know, arm twister was vulnerable. He's coming before the citizens to seek their vote and listen to their tales of woe. You know what I'm saying? All right, you want to listen? Nice of you to show up in town.
It's kind of like poetic justice.
Yeah, and so everybody jumped on that bandwagon. And I saw a little article in the paper, I don't know if it was in jest, that the Quinn campaign sort of asked Emanuel not to do any more campaign appearances until after the election because he's totally dominating the coverage. So I think that Chicagoans are not immune to their attraction to celebrities. And so he had us all up. And whether I think he's the best candidate or whether I think he deserves to be the mayor is another issue. I just think he's the front runner.
Yeah, it looks pretty clear to me, too. But I think you and I each are going to have many more of those conversations with our associates as time goes on.
You know, the Rahm haters, they just want you to hate him. And, you know, this is not my style anyway.
Well, I'm sure we'll be talking about it much more in the weeks to come.
All right.
Ben Jarofsky of the Chicago Reader, thanks for joining me today.
You're welcome.
This is Dave Glowatz. You've been listening to the rest of the story. When you get a chance, check back at MrRadio.org for further interviews or subscribe to our podcast. Thanks for listening.